Amen. Well, please take your Bibles now. If you'll turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, we're in Luke chapter 1. And we'll be looking at a bunch of verses, actually, from Luke chapter 1, but beginning with verse 5. Our message series is called Famous Mothers in the Bible. This is one of those series where instead of doing a whole bunch of messages for 6 to 8 weeks in a row, we do one or two messages a year. So we've been going through this series for a long time. For Mother's Day each year, we've basically just been working our way through the Bible and looking at various mothers in the Bible and seeing what we can learn from them for our own lives. Last year, we actually finished up with our last mother in the Old Testament, which means now we begin mothers in the New Testament. And so our first famous mother from the New Testament we'll be looking at today is Elizabeth. Elizabeth was the mother of John the Baptist, and she is a wonderful example to us of an upright mother, an upright mother. So that's what we're going to be looking at this morning. So I'm going to begin by reading Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Please stand with me for the reading of God's word. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. The word of the Lord. Dear God, speak to us now through your word, we pray. Speak to us through Elizabeth's story. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Please be seated. You know, Matthew and Luke are the two gospels that share the Christmas story with us. And Matthew begins his gospel with the genealogy leading up to Jesus. And then he jumps right into Mary and Joseph's story. Luke doesn't start with Mary and Joseph. Luke begins with Elizabeth and Zechariah. So when we talk about the first mother in the New Testament, who is it? I guess in some ways you could say Mary's the first mother in the New Testament, because the Gospel of Matthew comes before the Gospel of Luke. So Mary shows up first in the New Testament, but chronologically speaking, Elizabeth comes first. And so it makes sense to begin with Elizabeth. Elizabeth is preparatory to Mary, even as her son, John the Baptist, is preparatory to Jesus. And when Luke introduces Elizabeth to us in his gospel, the first word that comes to his mind is upright. Upright. And another word for upright is righteous. This word translated upright here in verse 6, same word we find translated righteous elsewhere in Scripture. You know, we sometimes think of people who are upright as being uptight. But that's not the way the Bible sees it, okay? According to God's word, the upright person is happy and blessed, right? We just read from Psalm 119. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless and who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. And so the upright person is a happy person. They're a blessed person. The upright person is a blessing to others and brings God's glory, brings glory to God through their life. Elizabeth had a reputation. She had a reputation for righteousness, and that tells us that she was also happy and blessed. Doesn't mean she didn't have any struggles or challenges in life, as we'll see in just a moment, but she walked in God's ways, and she displayed the fruit of righteousness in her life. That was her reputation. What's your reputation this morning? Do you have a reputation for righteousness? Do the people around you consider you happy and blessed? And if not, what changes might you need to make in your life to gain the reputation of an upright mother or an upright father or daughter or son? So that's what we're looking at today as we learn from Elizabeth. And here in this first chapter of Luke's gospel, Luke shares with us four characteristics of an upright person. There's a worship guide in your bulletin. You'll find all four points listed there, and there's room to take notes as well. The upright person is faithful in hard times, thankful for God's blessings, humble in heart, and then faithful in the good times as well. So let's get started. First characteristic is faithfulness. Faithfulness. The upright person is faithful in hard times. Let's look at those verses again, 5-7 again now. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah. He belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth, she was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. So Luke begins his narrative by introducing Zechariah and Elizabeth. Zechariah, he's a priest. He serves in the temple. His wife Elizabeth, she was also descended from Aaron. Notice how Luke describes both Elizabeth and Zechariah as upright before God. Upright before God. It's one thing to be upright before others, but when you're upright before God, that shows that you are authentic and sincere. And so they were not only from a priestly line, but they were living it out in their lives. They were upright in character and faithful in their actions. Ecclesiastes 12:13 tells us, "Now all has been heard. Here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." That's Zechariah and Elizabeth in a nutshell. They feared God. They kept his commandments. They were upright before God. They were also dealing with a long period of unanswered prayer. And as the narrative unfolds, we learn this is something they've been praying for a long time. They've been praying for a child, but God had not answered. They were also both getting along in age, and so the possibility of children seemed to be slipping away with each passing year. You know, sometimes it's easy to follow God when everything's going well. Sometimes not. We're going to learn about that a little bit later too. But sometimes it's easy to follow God when everything's going well. Not so easy to be faithful when things are not going well. When things are not going your way. It's not easy to keep praying and trusting when your prayers go unanswered. The upright person is faithful in hard times. They continue to follow God and his word even when their prayers go unanswered. One of the things we learn from Zechariah and Elizabeth, they were upright. Their prayers had not been answered. Unanswered prayers do not necessarily mean that you are not upright before God. Even upright people struggle with unanswered prayer. In fact, how you respond during a long period of unanswered prayer says a lot about whether you are living an upright life before God or not. Do you continue to trust him? Do you continue to keep his commandments? Do you continue to pray? Luke will tell us later on in his gospel, chapter 18. We won't get there today, but I'll give you one verse. Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. This is the parable of the persistent widow. She kept crying out to the judge for justice. She was granted her request. What is Jesus saying here? Unanswered prayer is not a reason for you to stop praying. Rather, it's a reason to keep praying. That's what Jesus is saying. And it's also an opportunity to continue to trust God even when things are not going your way. 1 Peter 4:19 tells us, "So then, those who suffer according to God's will," when you are praying and saying, "God, please show me your will in this matter." When you are praying and yet you still suffer, you are suffering according to God's will. Those who do that should commit themselves to their faithful creator and continue to do good. So that's our first characteristic of an upright person. They're faithful in hard times. And even when they suffer, they commit themselves to God and continue to do good. Next characteristic of an upright person, they are thankful for God's blessings. Thankful for God's blessings. Let's pick it up now in verse 23. When his time of service was completed, we're talking about Zechariah, Elizabeth's husband. When his time of service was completed in the temple, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. The Lord has done this for me, she said. In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people. Now, we're going to look at that passage in just a moment. First, we need to rewind because a whole lot happened between verse 7 where we left off and verse 23 where we just picked up. What happened? Zechariah went into the temple. He meets an angel there who gives him the good news. God's heard your prayer, the prayer about the child they've been praying. Your wife, Elizabeth, she's going to give birth to a son. You are to give him the name John. Then the angel goes on to tell him, your son is going to be great in the name and the sight of the Lord. He's going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from birth. He is the one who will prepare God's people for the coming of the Lord. Wow, that's a lot to take in. Zechariah has a lot of trouble believing it, mostly because of his age and Elizabeth's age. But the angel says, hey, I am Gabriel, okay? I stand in God's presence. And now, because you have not believed this word from the Lord, Zechariah, you're going to be silent. You will be unable to speak until this word is fulfilled. And sure enough, Zechariah comes out of the temple. He is unable to speak, just as Gabriel said. Now we pick up in verse 23. Zechariah returns home. Elizabeth becomes pregnant. This is the answer to their prayers that they had prayed for so long. God does not always answer right away. He does not always answer the way that we want him to. God has his reasons, and we need to trust him, and we need to trust his timing. All we know is that when the time is right, God will answer in his way, and his answer will be good. It will be good. Psalm 35 tells us about God, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, and when we're weeping at the nighttime, that's hard. Those tears are hard. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. It's hard. It's hard when your prayers go unanswered. But God in his word encourages us to keep praying anyway. You can't have answered prayer without having prayer first, right? So you got to keep praying, keep asking, keep seeking. Keep knocking. And then, when the answer does come, be sure you give God all the glory. And that's exactly what Elizabeth did when God answered her prayer. The Lord has done this for me, she said. The Lord has done this for me. Can you say that? Do you say that when God answers prayer and he brings good things into your life? It's such a simple testimony. But it is so important. When God answers prayer in your life, be sure to tell others, the Lord has done this for me. God did this for me. Give God the glory for what he has done. You know, later in his gospel, Luke's going to share the story of the 10 lepers who were cleansed. All 10 of them were cleansed. Only one came back to give glory to God. And when that leper returned, Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Yes. Where are the other nine? Was no one found to return and give praise to God? The Lord has done this for me, except this foreigner. That's the second characteristic of an upright person. The upright person is thankful for God's blessings. They continue in prayer, and when God answers, they are careful to give God all the glory. Number three, the upright person is humble in heart. Humble in heart. This is so important. We're going to go a little bit more in depth into this one. But look at verses 39 through 45 with me now. At that time, Mary, so now we've got Mary entering the story, Mary, the mother of Jesus. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And in a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you," speaking to Mary, "blessed are you among women. Blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." How do we know Elizabeth was upright in heart? First of all, she was filled with the Holy Spirit. She was filled with God's Spirit when she heard Mary's greeting. You know, John the Baptist, woo, leaping in her womb, filled with the Spirit of God. The proud person is full of themselves, but the humble person is full of the Spirit. The upright person is not proud of their righteousness. Rather, they are grateful for the work that God is doing in them. They know that any righteousness they have anyways in their life, any righteousness they have comes from the Holy Spirit. And so they seek to be filled with Him every day. Now, this was a special filling of the Spirit for Elizabeth. God filled her with the Spirit. Why? So that she could prophesy. So she could prophesy about Mary. But as Christians, we should be filled with the Spirit every day. Every day. Ephesians 5:18 tells us, "Do not get drunk on wine, but be filled with the Spirit." And the tense of the verb in this verse means to be continually filled with the Spirit at all times. In other words, yeah, sometimes there's a special filling of the Spirit, God does as well, but as Christians, we should be filled with the Spirit every day. You should get up in the morning and say, "God, fill me with your Spirit. Jesus, fill me with your Spirit." Being filled with the Spirit shouldn't be a special occasion for you as a believer. That should be our default mode as Christians. But you can't be filled with the Spirit without first emptying yourself of pride. What's the first step in filling a cup? You got to make sure it's empty. And part of being upright is being humble. And in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you must first be humble in heart. Humble person is also happy for others. They're happy for other people. Proud person glories in his or herself. Humble person is happy for others. Now, Mary had the greater role than Elizabeth. Okay, Elizabeth's giving birth to John the Baptist. That's pretty good. Mary's giving birth to Jesus. Okay, Mary had the greater role than Elizabeth, but Elizabeth, she didn't show any jealousy, didn't show any envy. Filled with the Holy Spirit, she spoke words of blessing over Mary. "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the child you will bear." She affirmed that Mary was the one who was blessed among all women. And she was happy for her. Romans 12:10 tells us, "Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves." So let me ask you this morning, are you happy for others when they do better than you? Are you happy for others when they get the attention instead of you? The upright person is humble in heart and honors others before themselves. And then the humble person is also amazed at God's favor. Amazed at God's favor. When Mary visited her, Elizabeth spoke humbly of herself. She said, "Why am I so favored? Why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" And even though she was bearing the forerunner to the Messiah, she didn't feel entitled. She didn't think that she deserved any special favor. Instead, she was amazed that God would grant such a blessing that she would be visited by the one carrying her Lord. Even John the Baptist got in on the action, right? So excited that Christ was coming. He leaped for joy at the sound of the greeting. You know, King David in the Old Testament showed this same humility of heart. When God revealed to him that one of his descendants would be the Messiah, that was Jesus, David cried out in prayer, "Who am I? Who am I, O sovereign Lord? What is my family that you've brought me this far?" David was amazed at God's favor in his life. He certainly didn't view himself as worthy of God's blessings. That's our third characteristic of an upright person this morning. The upright person is humble in heart. They are filled with God's Spirit. They are happy for others. They are amazed at God's grace and favor in their life. And then finally, number four, the upright person is faithful in good times, right? We've already seen that they're faithful in bad times, but they're faithful in good times as well. And we see this in Elizabeth's continued obedience after the baby was born. Pick it up now in verse 57 with me. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. And they were going to name him after his father Zechariah, but his mother spoke up and said, "No, he's to be called John." And they said to her, "There is no one among your relatives with that name." And they made signs to his father to find out what does he want to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet. And to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." And immediately Zechariah's mouth was opened, his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak, praising God. So the baby's born, and to everyone's amazement, Elizabeth and Zechariah name him John, in obedience to God's word to them through the angel. Nobody understands it. You don't have anybody in your family with that name, but they're being obedient. You know, you would think it would be easy to be faithful during the good times. You'd think it would be, right? But it doesn't always work out that way. Too often we cry out to God in the bad times, and then we forget the Lord when things are going well. But the upright person is faithful at all times. Whether good or bad, they practice continued obedience no matter what the circumstances. God warned the Israelites before they entered the promised land. He told them, he said, "Hey, when you've eaten and when you're satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. And be careful," there's the warning, "be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day." God always comes through on his promises, but we don't always come through on our faithfulness. God answers, and we forget. We forget he answered, or even worse, we forget him. We go back to our old ways. Elizabeth showed she was an upright mother by her continued obedience even after the baby was born. And that continued obedience resulted in a positive testimony to others. Look at our closing verses here, 65 and 66. The neighbors were all filled with awe. And throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. You know, Zechariah, he went months without speaking. But as soon as he wrote those words, "His name is John," his tongue was loosed. First thing he did, he began praising God. What would you do if you went 5 months without speaking? What's the first thing you'd say? "Cheeseburger, please?" I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things you could say if you haven't been able to speak for 5 months. He begins praising God. And the neighbors were filled with awe, and news about this spread through all the area. Jesus said, "Christian, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand. It gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." The upright person is faithful in the good times as well as the bad. They practice continued obedience to the Lord and present a positive testimony to those around them. You know, when Luke introduced Elizabeth to us in this gospel, first word that came to his mind was upright. upright. That's Elizabeth. The upright person looks to God in all things and receives from God all things pertaining to righteousness. They are poor in spirit, knowing they have no righteousness of their own, but they are filled with the Spirit, allowing God to work the righteousness of Christ in them. Elizabeth, she's a good example of what the prophet Micah said in the Old Testament. He has showed you, O man or O woman, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That's a great description of what it means to live an upright life. Of course, none of us can be righteous apart from Jesus Christ. The Bible says there's none righteous, not one. We've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. But the Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians 5:21, that God made him, Jesus, God made him who had no sin. Jesus was the perfect, sinless Lamb of God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. Jesus took our sins on himself. He took our sins upon himself and took the punishment for those sins for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And so Jesus died on the cross not only so we could be forgiven for our sins, praise God for that, but also so we might be given and then grow in the righteousness of Christ. Elizabeth had a reputation. She had a reputation for righteousness. We need more people in our churches and communities with a reputation for righteousness. My prayer for all of us here this morning as a result of this message, this word from the Gospel of Luke, first of all, that you will ask God to help you grow in righteousness. We all need to do that. And then I pray that you will be thankful for God's blessings. You will remain humble in heart and seek to be faithful in the good times as well as the bad. May we each come to be known as upright mothers, fathers, daughters, and sons. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for the example of Elizabeth and Zechariah. Lord, we thank you that they were upright but not uptight. They were happy and blessed because they were walking in your ways. Lord, they went through hard times. They went through a long period of unanswered prayer. But they continued in obedience. And Lord, when you answered, they didn't forget you. They continued to walk in your ways. Lord, give us the humility of heart and the perseverance and the faithfulness, all that we need, Lord, that we might live a righteous and upright life before you, in your sight, O God. And Lord, as we do so, we know that we will be happy and blessed. For blessed are those who walk in your ways and follow your way. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.